are our provider. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. You guys can hand the bags around, and then I'm going to hand over to Bill. Come on up, Brew, and flow in the river, brother. Bill's just done a prophetic seminar here at the church. He started on Friday night and wrapped up yesterday afternoon. And he's just going to continue with what happened this weekend. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the word which is going to come at a time such as this. You have called us and you have anointed us for this time, and you've called Bill and anointed Bill for such a time as this. Father, we thank you that you would lead him and guide him as he shares, and you would open each and every one of our hearts to receive your heart tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to be here again, isn't it? Huh? Did you feel Jesus come here and tap you on the shoulder tonight? He was speaking to me. And I know he was speaking to some others here as well. And our God is such a good God. And, you know, I just don't have words. You know, I was just sort of thinking, yeah, how do we describe this awesome God who's come now to dwell in our hearts and has come now to heal? Those that were here now, you were touched by the Lord. Just put your hand up if you feel the Lord's really touched you. Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ah, that's so great, eh? You know, I prepared so much. I had all my slides done. I had everything done. But the Holy Spirit has just taken me on another journey. Remember my pamphlet, This is a Journey? Well, the prophetic journey, it doesn't stop this tonight. It carries on. And we need to just start carrying on walking with the Lord. And I like the picture out of Isaiah where we grab him by his righteous right hand and we allow him to lead us and to guide us on and to take us into paths of righteousness. And we love the righteousness teaching. It's so fantastic because we don't have to do anything else. God has made us righteous. Nothing we have done. And you know, as righteous people, we do righteous things, don't we? And the most righteous thing I believe that we can do is enhance our relationship with our Father in heaven. And that's what it's all about. You know, we talk about prophetic ministries and prophetic and prophets, and people have got all these spooky ideas, like I said this morning, about it. But we need to get down to brass tacks. The most prophetic person I know in the Bible is a very good friend of mine, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And when I see him, When I look in the Word and I see him and I see how he handled people, and I said it this morning, we need to remind ourselves of who we need to model ourselves after. And you know, when we model ourselves after him, we always have a word. We always have a heart for other people. Who wants to get baptized? Oh, sorry, couldn't help that. Where was I? Sprinkling. Yeah, no, we don't do that yet, do we? I actually thought, you know, what we'd do, I'll have a prophetic word for anybody who can walk across the water that's over there now. Yeah. But basically, coming back to this relationship, coming back to this God who's come to dwell in our hearts. If there's anything that excites me the most, it is that. But you know, there's a couple of things that God calls us to. He calls us to walk on the water. And I heard in the songs here a couple of things, four things. The promises are yea and amen in the Lord. What does that mean? It said, he said yes. He's given to you. That's it. The word is here. The word became flesh. And he came and he died for us on Calvary. And he rose again after the third day. Victorious over death. Victorious over sickness. Victorious over every curse. There is nothing. There is no power. There is no authority greater than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he lives in your heart. Good news, guys. Good news. And I believe, like I said this morning, there is a wave, a tsunami wave of God's blessing that is hitting us. And one of the waves is his peace that passes all understanding. And his peace acts as empire of our soul. And he comes along and he speaks to us and he leads us and he guides us into this awesome rest. I don't have to do anything. I just have to rely on him. And you know, tonight, this whole weekend, my greatest task was just relaxing in those awesome hands and just letting him do it. Hey? Don't you want to relax in those awesome hands? I heard there's somebody here, that word that came, you need to break open that tightness around your heart and let the King of Kings come in. Your life will never be the same again. 38 years I've been walking with the Lord. And you know, I'm laughing all the way because I know what happens, it makes God glad, but it makes the devil awfully mad. Amen? You don't stop laughing. And we need to just go for it. John 14. Oh yeah, promises are yea, amen. The other emphasis was the word, which I want to speak about. The other emphasis I saw in the felt in the worship was his love. Just washing. We're talking about this washing of the word. It's washing through us right now. Those waves are coming upon us. Oh, Anne there was surfing the waves much better next to me a second ago. And I saw some other people surfing the waves. The wave of God's presence is coming. I just feel these waves and they just hit you. Isn't that lekker, huh? Oh, it's cool, man. I love it. Right. And of course, Jesus, those songs that we sang at the end, beautiful about Jesus, just getting to him, just relaxing with him in that awesome presence. And let me take you to John 14. And I want to take you to John 14 verse 10. You know, that whole chapter of John 14 is such a powerful one. He starts off, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it's like I said, my emphasis to you in the beginning, this awesome God that has come to live in our hearts. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. Where's verse 9 in my Bible? Here it is. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? If you see Jesus, you will see the Father. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit to daily to show you Jesus, because as you see him, you see the Father, and you start receiving the Father heart. And you know, like I said this morning, and I want to emphasize it, my life is a continual practice of practicing his presence. And one thing that helps me, I go and have tea with the Lord in the back garden when Anne and everybody has gone to work, and I'm all there by my lonesome with the birds and everything, twitting with the twitters out there and all that sort of thing. And I just relax there. And just the other day, I was just sitting at the table, as I said to you this morning, and I had my cup of tea, and I thought, I didn't make the Lord a cup of tea. Awfully rude of me. Awfully rude. And I thought, well, you know, let me put it there, because I'm trying to make the reality of who he is with me all the time. And you know, the more I do that, the more I see him. When I was in the car, my water bottle and junk was on the left-hand seat, and I thought, gee, again, how rude of me. If he's with me in the car, I must take those off, put them somewhere else. And we have a chat in the car. We need to talk, we need to communicate with him, and we need to build up our relationship with him. And as we do that, we start developing a platform of peace and rest, which is in him. Not in what you think it should be, not in anything else, but him. I am convinced and of the opinion that there is no other platform that we can minister from except a platform of peace and rest. And I can say categorically to you this morning, this evening, it's dark, hey, I'm ministering from a platform of peace and rest. And I push in, and I push in, and I push in. The Bible says strive to enter. That strive is a zeal and a zealousness to find God, no matter what is there, at all times, right through the day, wherever we are. Now we talk about the prophetic. I'm here to challenge your mind to reveal what's in your heart. Now look at what is in your heart right now. You've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords residing there. You have no option but to walk in peace. And you say, you know, I've got all this problem and that problem and everything. Let me tell you now, you don't have anything to be able to deal with that problem unless you rely on this awesome God who's within you. And it only comes when you're just totally rested and totally at one with him. And then he's able, and when we start taking on his word, you know, the emphasis is always from pastors, and I've never stopped doing that. Guys, be in the word. It's a word that's going to set you free. Nothing else but this. Him. He became the word. He is the word. And he came and lived with us, and he came to live in our hearts. You've heard it so many times. But as I challenged everybody this morning, I challenge you again now. Start getting up and walking on the word. Huh? Walk by faith, not by sight. You know how you walk by faith? So he didn't get that one. John 10b, the second part of John 10. The words I say to you. That's Jesus speaking, eh? The words I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority. Okay? Powerful. So the words that God is speaking to us comes from heaven itself. Isn't that exciting? And he says here, but the Father dwells in me and does his works. Is the Lord doing his works in you right now? One yes. Can I have a second yes, please? Yes, thank you very much. Of course he is. But then we go to the Message Bible, and the Message Bible says something that has gripped me. And just this week, I just can't get away from the scripture. I don't know about you, but when God gets my attention regarding something, I find it very difficult to get away from it until God has placed everything in my heart that he wants to say in that scripture, and then I move on. I'm just one of those weird people that do these sort of things. But the Message Bible says, the Father who resides in me. Remember, you too are filled with the Godhead bodily. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Wow. You should have been swinging from the chandeliers from that. And he says, the Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. He crafts each word into a divine act. That means, as I go out and I release His Word brings healing. His Word brings deliverance. His Word breaks every curse. His Word sets the captive free. He creates it. He creates it as you speak it, as you walk out by faith. And as I said to somebody, and I think I said this morning, when it comes to the world and it comes to what the devil tries to do, all it is a mist out there. Walk through that mist. You've driven in the mist before, and it envelops you, and you get kind of nervous. You don't know if a car's in front, behind, or whatever. But as you come out the mist, and the sun is shining, what a release. And I'm telling you now, that's what the devil's doing to some of you. He's just got a mist there. You need to start walking in faith and allowing him to craft his word in you. Let him craft the word in you. We all here in a different place. God has said very different things to different people here. But it is his word that's going to stand the test of time. You know, I just heard today, or read today, in the newspaper that some guy said yesterday should have been the end of the world. And a rapture. And everybody's getting enraptured. And you should see the comments in the newspaper about that. I mean, ridiculous. I can tell you when God is coming. I can tell you when Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming soon. That's the word he crossed into my heart. You know what I see in the book of Acts? In the book of Acts, there he says, the angels call you, the disciples, and say, man, as you see him go like this, that's how he's coming back. So I'm waiting for that coming back. In the meantime, let's get on and do the job. Let's craft this word. Let's take hold of this word and allow the Holy Spirit to craft power into us all the way through. And then we go to Uncle Polis. Let's go to Uncle Polis quickly and just read a thing or two that, whoo, now I'm getting excited. Watch out, devil. The church must never allow the world to define the warfare. The church must, never allow the world to define the warfare. We go to the Word of God, and the Word of God tells us what to do. We fight not against principalities and powers. We fight not against flesh and blood. Nobody corrected me there. Yeah, yes. Thank you. We fight not against flesh and blood. You're not fighting the dudes next to you. Come on. We're fighting principalities and power, thought patterns that are out there, nunus that are running around everywhere. I used to have a ministry of seeing a demon behind every bush, and I realized how dangerous that was getting. Serious. And I was getting all mysterious, you know, all these things. But this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and everything like this. And suddenly the Holy Spirit said to me, what about all the angels out there? Huh? What about all the angels? Yeah. There's one clopping you now. Huh? And they come and clop me every day. I love being clopped by an angel. Wouldn't you like to be clopped by an angel? They're so gentle. They're really quite gentle. You know, up in heaven, they've got the humor department that share the office with the ways and means department. And as soon as you turn around and say, I will never go there and I will never do that, they all fall on the floor laughing. Huh? And the ways and means department looks at the humor department. We got him. And they put it in. I once said, Melmoth, I will never go to Melmoth. Take a church in Melmoth. You must be crazy. It's a one horse town. And so, Var, where do I land up? In Melmoth. Now, so I've learned the lesson. So I'm just passing the lesson over for what is. Watch that you don't, in your own self, create something you don't really want. No, that's just a joke anyway. But let the Father craft this. Now we go to Wimpolis. Some lovely words here. Christ, the wisdom. The wisdom and power of God. Huh? Is. Must I tell everybody? For the word of the cross is folly to those that are perishing. But to us who have been saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. The cross is the power of God. Guys, when are we going to believe it? When are we going to walk it? And when are we going to exhibit it? The world out there is waiting for the sons of God to arise. Let's pick up His word. Let's believe this word. Every one of you sitting here, you don't have to go with your problems out that door now. God will come and set you free, and He's busy setting you free right now, even as I speak this word. Even as you say yes to Him, He will set you free. And if He can set me free, He can set you free as well. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, miracles do happen. No? Miracles happen. But we preach Jesus crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. 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 Peace. Gentiles. But don't get me going. Stop that. But to those who are called, both Jews. And guys, you don't have to leave, hey? It wasn't that bad. Guys, it wasn't that bad. Oh dear. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. We're making the devil awfully mad in this place tonight. Michelle, you don't have to go. Oh, she's collapsed. Somebody better take her to the loo quickly. Gee, but I'm having fun, eh? Right. Hey, what am we going to do here? Serious. Guys, can we get serious for a second? No, don't do that to me. Now, Lord, I didn't plan this in the preaching this evening. It reminds me of the guy that was suffering from cancer. And he was terminal. And he went to the local video shop and he rented out every comedy he could find. Within a week, he was better. So if you need healing tonight, come on. enjoy it, man. Laugh. Right. Serious, eh? My next point is, we smell good. How am I going to do this? Let me try again. Gently, gently. And I was weak. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, as I am right now. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and power. Woo! That your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hey, amen. Woo-wee! Ain't the word good? Hey? That's encouraging, huh? That's encouraging. We'll never be the same again in this church. Never be the same again. You know, the three people, it's quite a joke, huh? Three people came up. Three people, ein, zwei, drei. People came to me today and were in the meeting this morning and said, it was the first time they came to this church, and they said they couldn't get over the freedom that is here. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. And God's freedom is here, and it's His Word, and He's crafting us, and He's crafting freedom and peace. And that's why I said we need to be walking and practicing that rest in the days that we go through. We smell good, Ephesians 5. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering. So don't, we are a fragrant offering. You know, if we are crafting and allowing the Word to be crafted in us, we become that fragrant offering to everybody we come into contact with. We are walking fragrance. You know, at home I've got what a Swazi acacia. I don't know if anybody know the Swazi acacia. It's got the most beautiful, beautiful perfume. And when you walk into a house and you go past and you pick up this perfume, or this fragrance hits you, and you literally stop and you look around. Gee, it wasn't me. It was the tree. And guys, that's how we are. That's how God is crafting us into that sweet-smelling savor to the world out there. And He doesn't only say that we are sweet-smelling savor. He says we're a living letter further on in 2 Corinthians 3. And as you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Isn't that wonderful? Wow. I mean, the word is so... The Message Bible says, your very lives are a letter to everyone can read by just looking at you. Christ Himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living Spirit. Now think of crafting. God's living Spirit. You got the crafting. You got the crafting. God's living Spirit. Not chiseled in stone, but carved into human hearts. All His love, all His mercy, all His compassion, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You tell me you've got no patience, you're lying. Because if you've got the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you also got the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And one of them is patience. That's why I'm such a patient oak. Don't laugh at me like that. I am. By faith I am. And don't look at me like that. Hey, but you hear what I'm saying? God is crafting these things all the time. We need to open up our hearts and allow Him to come. And that's what the prophetic's all about. The fact that I said this morning that we are here today, we're making a prophetic statement. The fact that you say you're a Christian, you're making a prophetic statement. That means you need to become that fragrance and that living letter that people can read and say, I want it. You know there's no peace in this world. Hey, and there's a peace wave hitting us. It's hitting this shore and it's going right up Africa. I said that this morning. I am convinced. I had a dream. I've mentioned it before and I won't go into the details, but that was about 28 years ago. A dream of a wave, a tsunami wave hitting. I didn't even hear of a tsunami wave. It's the first time I heard about it when they started hitting places in Asia and all over the show. But I saw this huge wave coming 28 years ago. And I've heard prophetic word after prophetic word after prophetic word that God's going to start a fire and it's going to spread right up Africa. And I believe the East Coast where we are is where it's going to happen. And it has started. It started in your hearts. It started in my heart. We need to let it go. Let God craft it. Let Him craft it. Let Him craft it. Let Him come. Take the prophetic word. Let the prophetic word minister to you. Let out of the prophetic word give you a strategy. Let Him take hold of you and let Him mold you into that mold that you'll be a blessing to the nations. Let God send you. Already this week, I've had three doors open. One in Tanzania, one in Kenya, and one in Brackenham. You know, So there's others as well. They want us to go and do a prophetic school up in Impangeni, in Zululand. I want to go back there. I've got a lot of contacts. Those guys need to be prophesied over. Do we have a prophetic team ready to go with us? Well, start crafting the word into your heart. Tracy, get ready, my girl. Get ready. The Lord's healed you. You've got no more excuse. Yes. We smell good, hey? We smell good. Now, I want to take you to another scripture. And we only end at 12 o'clock on a Sunday night. Hey? Yeah, now, I'm just getting my things right. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Listen to this. Hey? Wow, the word is cool. Now, let me see if I get this right now. 2 Corinthians 5. So, we are always of good courage. Hey, are you of good courage this morning, this evening? Well, this morning, this evening, tomorrow. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer. God is on the throne. He knows what's happening. Don't worry. Don't look at anything else. Just look at Him. Your peace and your rest remains in Him. We know that while we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith. Guys, we walk by faith. It's a daily walk by faith as we receive this. Not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage. And we should rather be away from the body. We would rather be away from our body at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. And do you want to be a God pleaser? Amen. You want to be? I want to. In the Message Bible says, that's why we live in such good cheer. That's why we laugh when you get together. God forbid that we come in here and we all look as if we've been baptized in lemon juice. I mean, imagine what I'll look like. Huh? I mean, I don't know even how to fit in. Hey, and you get some people. Ann and I were in the church. The one guy there, he didn't like the charismatic songs. And he used to stand in front of the church like this. And boy, he was the original one who was baptized in lemon juice. You were too scared to open your mouth. Because he would hoy you with something. Huh? You know, we've got to be that living letter. The joy of the Lord has got to be coming out. You won't see us drooping our heads or dragging our feet. Come on. Come on. Are you with me on that one? Right. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. Man, we're cramped in this body, hey? Hey, I want to get out of this body, sir. But this body is holding us here, and we have a message. There are many people that need to hear the message that we have. It's what we trust in. But don't yet see... Sorry. It's what we trust in, but don't yet see what keeps us going. Do you suppose a few ruts in the road and rocks in the path are going to stop us? I remember when we were in Ephesus, we saw the rocks in the road and the ruts that they have there from all the wagons over the years at Paul's time. And he was talking about that, you know. And don't become a rut. You know what a rut is? It's an open-ended grave. Don't land in one of those. When the time comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for our homecoming. We are going to go home one day in the sweet by and by. That is not our worry. Our concern is the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who would come and believe. And God has given you this message of hope to take it out to a lost generation, to take it out into Pinetown, to take it out there. Can I have the last slide on, please? And we'll finish with this. Now, the party's still going on there. They got more wine than we got. The journey's end. I said the journey ends this weekend, but the journey actually carries on. A strong revelation that we are the answer. I trust over the you've been with me over the last 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, well, now I can't even count anymore. But as long as you've been with, I hope that that has come over, that you have a strong revelation that you are the answer to the world's problems. Don't let the world dictate to you what to do. You dictate to the world what it needs to do. Amen. Amen. I liked what Sean said here, that the devil joined the church in 300 AD and he bound the church through rules and regulations and stopped us from going out and being the expression of the gospel, an expression of love and mercy and kindness to the world out there. We have a word for our communities and nation. God, do you believe that? Peace. Peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives peace, but as I give it, says the Lord. Huh? Now I prophesied that, so take the peace. The cross, he has prepared the way. We've heard so much on the complete work of Calvary. Guys, into the word daily. Take it. Lord, give me fresh revelation. Fresh revelation. Fresh revelation of what you've done there. It's an awesome, awesome thing that happened. And you know, what I like about the word of God, it says, the word says that with God, one day is as 1,000 years. Are you right? 1 day is like 1,000 years, and 2 days like 2,000 years. Am I right? That means Calvary is as fresh as it happened the day before yesterday in heaven. That means they can still smell the blood of Jesus up there, and it must terrify the demons, but it must bring so much joy up in heaven when they look at the plan of salvation that God has had. And all we've had to do is say, yes, Lord, I receive. And if you are sitting here and you've never made a decision to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He went all the way for you. He died for you on Calvary. His body was broken up there for you. His blood was spilt. Everything. He became a curse for you because I said, cursed is everyone who hangs upon the tree. And He's broken every curse and He's ready to set you free right now. And every demon that's assailing you will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. The victory is ours, guys. The victory is ours. It doesn't belong out in the world. We have the victory. We move from a point of victory. We don't have to seek the victory because we have the victory if you read the word. And if I read the last pages over there, we got it, boy. We've got it all the way. The authority we have in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to the Lord, and He's given us that authority to go out. Be encouraged today as you go, as we end this little prophetic time. The little prophetic time doesn't stop here. You've got to pick up. If the Holy Spirit has challenged you, you've got to pick up this, and you've got to trust that tomorrow as you go to work, that you'll have a word. And a word of peace, and a word of joy, and a word of laughter. Huh? Come on. That makes the devil awfully mad. The world waits out there. Amen. Amen. And I know I can see you want me to stop now because you want to go and have coffee and tea and everything, that sort of thing. But let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you that we have been able to go to the Word. And we thank you too, Lord, for your presence with us at this time. What an awesome weekend, Lord. What an awesome time with you. But Lord, it doesn't stop here. It carries on, it carries on, it carries on. It increases. Your vision is an ever-increasing vision, Lord. And we come before you right now and we just submit to you. We submit to you, Jesus, in the name of through the Holy Spirit. And we see the Father heart pulsating there, welcoming us in. And Lord, we just thank you. We run towards those open arms right now and we receive you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've been doing. Amen. just a last word. I just want to thank Steve and the leaders and everybody for having the guts and the courage to ask me to come and minister over this weekend. And I just trust that God has done something special in all of our heart. I must say, He's done something very special in my heart. I just sense a change in the atmosphere. Something has happened out there, and I believe it's just going to increase and increase and increase. Amen. Right. Bless you. Are you going to...
Bill, that was awesome.